and ruin your sleep. A Nirvana and Fire fanfic, written by an orphan account. Read by Black Glass. 4 months after the war's end, an event which Lin Chen regarded as rather less important historically speaking than the greatest medical achievement of all time, which he pulled off the same afternoon, Changsu, or Lin Chu, or whatever his name was this week, stormed into his bedroom before dawn and snapped, "Lin Chen!" "Get out," said Lin Chen. "You have no manners." "Why do you have fewer manners, since you decided to be a gently raised noble youth after all?" He rather liked mannerless Changsu. It was evidence of energy returning, a personality no longer retreating into the empty shell of formality, to conserve itself for a handful of necessities. In fact, irritatingly, his friend had been right when he'd said Lin Chen would get on with his Lin Chu self. "You weren't asleep," said Changsu. Lin Chen slept in catnaps, seldom more than 4 hours at a time. It was a physician's prerogative to disregard entirely all his own wisdom on the subject of good health, if he felt like it. "I was deep in meditation," he said, enjoying the way Changsu's eyes narrowed at the obvious lie. "But I can see you are troubled, my dear patient, who is also the living proof of my genius. Tell your loving doctor what you've done to yourself now. If you tried to practice sword forms, I will laugh the whole time you lie in bed and regret your choices for 2 months." "It wouldn't be 2 months," said Changsu. After years of superstitious avoidance, he had taken to reading medical texts and attempting to spout opinions on his own progress, as if a mere word-perfect memory for scholarship could make a doctor. Lin Chen disliked this development very much. "It would be 2 months," he said, "because I would tie you to the bed and sit on you to prove my care for your health. Now, what?" He said what, because Changsu had started glaring at him, red-faced. "What is wrong with you? Apart from the many obvious things that are wrong with you." "I want to have sex," said Changsu. He sounded very cross. Lin Chen blinked. "I want to have sex with Nie Huang," Changsu clarified. "I want to have sex with Ding Yan. I want to have sex with you. Do something!" Lin Chen smirked, and then assumed his best grave physician expression. "Ah, a serious illness. But are you certain? What are your symptoms?" "Lin Chen!" "Are you having dirty dreams?" said Lin Chen. "How dirty? I will need a detailed account in order to prescribe a suitable course of treatment." When Changsu only scowled at him, he rose to his feet and picked up his fan to fan himself. "That dirty, hmm? What are you so happy about?" said Changsu. "When was the last time your body had the strength to bear up under desire?" inquired Lin Chen. "I am happy because you are getting well. Enjoy your second adolescence." "I have been an adolescent," said Changsu dangerously. "Once was enough." "Bad luck," said Lin Chen. "I expect you'll be having dirty dreams for months." "Lin Chen!" "What? I'm not fucking you till you have the stamina to make it worth my while," said Lin Chen. "Which means you need to follow all my advice and take all your medicine for at least a year, and then ask nicely. You might have better luck with your fiancé or your prince, but you'll have to tell them you're alive first. Personally, I find it a turnoff when people cry all over me. But what do I know of the tastes of the great Lin Shu?" "That's not what I meant," said Changsu, sounding remarkably young. Lin Chen looked at his friend, who truly had been an adolescent the last time his body had asked anything of him but pain. He sighed and went and put an arm round his shoulders. "You are alive," he told Changsu. "You have been a ghost walking around inside a corpse, but now you are alive. Living people have a number of inconvenient needs. Are you hungry?" "Yes," said Changsu. "Really hungry?" Changsu paused, and then said, slightly astonished, "Yes." "What do you want to eat?"
"I want,"
began Changsu, and then stopped, and then went on wonderingly.
all those boxes of sweets Auntie Jing sent to me. I gave them to Fei Liu. I didn't want them, but she made my favorites.
See? Since you are alive, of course you want a dozen boxes of sweets, said Lin Chen. And of course you want your princess, and your prince, and naturally me. But my medical advice is to stick to dirty dreams, so you don't collapse. You can plan unnecessarily complicated seductions, meanwhile. That should cheer you up.
I can never go back, said Changsu.
Then I will definitely never fuck you, because I don't fancy being your last resort, said Lin Chen.
Lin Chen, Changsu complained.
I'll get you breakfast, though, said Lin Chen, with some sweets. Not a whole box.
See what a good doctor I am.
You're appalling. I despise you, said Changsu, and lay down on Lin Chen's bed and glared at the ceiling. Don't jerk off in my bed, said Lin Chen affectionately, and went to get him some breakfast. End of story. Thanks for listening.